Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If something should happen during a game or during a practice and a young athlete, they suspect, has had a concussion, there are tests that can be done. But if you don't know where they started, how do you know how bad it is? And that's the reason that baseline testing is out there. Joining us right now is somebody who deals with these things all the time. He is a sports medicine physical therapist with UPMC, Brian Hagan, joining us here on KDKA. Brian, it's good to have you on the program. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's wonderful what you and the Pittsburgh Penguins are getting together and doing. The Penguins Foundation and UPMC Sports Medicine announcing open enrollment for what they're calling Heads Up Baseline Concussion Testing. So, first of all, give us an understanding of how long does it take to go through one of these tests, and then we'll get into how to sign up.
Sure. The test is brief. It's about a 30-minute test for adults, about 20 minutes for children. And there's a little bit of an education piece for the parents and players as part of that as well, as we are running the testing.
Is there a particular type of athlete who should be tested? Meaning, we hear about concussions in women's soccer. We hear about concussions in football. We hear about it maybe in lacrosse. But should somebody who's a baseball player be tested? Should somebody who is a gymnast or a wrestler be tested? Who should and should not be tested?
That's a great question. And the reality of it is, you know, the higher risk sports, sometimes we tend to see more concussions there. But I can tell you from my own son's experience, baseball is not off the list. He experienced a concussion in baseball. It happens, collisions and different areas of contact. In many of the sports, you would be surprised, snowboarding and so forth.
Right.
So they're really, they can happen in just about any sport at some level. It's a good idea to have that baseline testing if you're playing in an active sport.
The thing that is remarkable is that since 2011, when Heads Up went into place, this baseline testing has looked at 26,000 young people, 31 different sports, and also doing some education awareness for more than almost double that, 57,000 people out there as well. Why is it important to have a baseline from a clinician standpoint?
So, you know, your baseline gives you sort of a starting point of your normal. So when you do have a hit to the head or you have a suspected concussion, it gives us the opportunity to go back and our clinicians to look to see when you have returned to your normal status. It's one of the tools that's used for returning to play to make sure that the symptoms have resolved from your hit to the head or your concussion.
So this is going to start June 6th. It's going to go through the entire month of June, the entire month of July, wrapping up on August 3rd. The idea of doing this baseline testing and the fact that you can do it in Cranberry, you can do it in Pittsburgh, South Fayette, Monaca, a couple different events up in Erie and Newcastle as well. So it's not just at one location. Give us an idea in terms of the reasons that it is important. From a clinician standpoint, you told us, but for somebody who is an athlete, because I think for them, is it just sort of a security blanket, a sense of saying, okay, it'll give me a sense to know when I can go back to my sport, when I can go back to my activity?
It does. It's a very important tool that we can use to gauge progress when someone has a hit to the head.
Yeah.
And, you know, and even determining if they have a concussion or they're okay. You know, some people get hits to the head, they're okay, they can return back to play, but it's a safety measure that we can use as a objective test to look at any signs and symptoms that may be lingering before somebody goes back into play so that they're safely returned back to the field and have no lingering effects from a concussion. So having that baseline is a little bit of a security blanket. It's a good clinical tool that we use to be able to measure progress. There are others with it, but it's a very powerful tool that we can use to do that.
He's a sports medicine physical therapist with UPMC. Brian Hagan is his name, and he's joining us here on KDK. Before we let you go, what does this say about the Pittsburgh Penguins and their foundation, that they are making sure that this is available for people in our area?
I can't tell you what a blessing it is to have them as a partner in a number of areas, and this one in particular, that they have been very supportive in ensuring kids' safety in a variety of areas, and this has been one of the hallmarks of the program and partnership with them.
Yeah, really, really good stuff. Brian, thank you so much for coming on. Thanks for letting us know about this. And again, for looking out for our young athletes, and I hope that your son is bouncing back from his concussion. It's a scary time. We've dealt with it having three boys. We've dealt with it in our family, too, and it's no fun. It's not, because you just don't. It's not the same as a sprained ankle. It's not the same as a torn labrum. It's not the same as a thumb injury. It's something completely different, and that baseline makes a huge difference.
Appreciate that, and he's passed it, fortunately, but I was glad that we had that in play when it happened, so absolutely. Appreciate you having me on.
You bet. Brian Hagan joining us, sports medicine physical therapist with UPMC, talking about the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation and UPMC Sports Med getting together. The open enrollment, by the way, will begin June 6th, and these are free baseline tests. First come, first serve, looking for 2,000 athletes ages 5 and up. And if you want to be part of it and you want to know a little bit more information about it, you can go to the website, PittsburghPenguinsFoundation.org. Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, all one word, .org.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.